This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They have great scheme along with really, really good talent. And so we'll definitely have our work cut out for sure.
Derek Carr talking about this Dallas Cowboys defense. The Saints will be taking on today right here on WWL Saints Radio, a noon kickoff in Dallas. And wasn't the, you know, most impressive outing from Derek Carr in that opener, but he was efficient, did what he had to do, completing 19 to 23 passes, 200 yards, and three touchdowns. So like I said, really efficient in what he did against that Panthers front. We would love to see that, obviously, today against the Dallas Cowboys. I think the biggest thing for him when we talked about this pressure that you expect from this D is not holding on to the football, which I thought was absolutely a huge surprise to me in game number one. The whole offense seemed to be moving a lot quicker. They seemed to be in tune, and I didn't expect that right away when you were learning a new new offense here under Clint Kubiak. It just seemed very efficient.
So one thing that stands out as well, the Carolina Panthers defensive front is awful. I mean, the Saints offensive line was definitely the surprise of the game because they were expected to be awful.
Yeah.
But they held up very nicely, gave up one sack, and only one quarterback hit. And by you read off the stats there, but the thing that stands out to me, a 142.5 passer rating in that game for Derek Carr. Keep him upright and let him cook. Now, the thing with the Cowboys defensive front, man, they they got after Deshaun Watson. And six sacks, as we mentioned, but the quarterback hit, Steve, 17. Like, even
just
when
abused.
Yeah, even when Deshaun was getting the ball out in that week one matchup, that blowout that the Cowboys had in Cleveland, which, by the way, Cleveland was really good at home last year, too. And a big reason of it was their defense. I think their defense gave up like 13 points per game at home last year. They were like 8-1 in Cleveland. And Dallas just, I mean, treated them like they were 1-8. So, but a big reason for that was the offense wasn't able to do anything because when Deshaun Watson was asked to pass the ball, once again, six sacks and 17 quarterback hits. I mean, this is a huge test for the Saints offensive line.
Go ahead.
That's just what I'm saying. Like, can these young tackles hold up? Like, Trevor Penning had a really strong week one performance, but now he's going up against Micah Parsons. You're going to have to chip, right? And there's times where I think it was against that Cleveland Browns squad where they tried to chip him a couple different times, and he still got through because it's just Micah Parsons. He's a monster.
See, I was interrupting you, and you had a perfect segue because here is Derek Carr talking about Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
He's so fast. He's powerful. Plays extremely hard. He's one of the best players in our game. You know, you turn on the tape, and he reminds me of Von Miller all those years that me and Von were, you know, battling, you know, two times a year. You know, he really reminds me of Von with that explosiveness, that get off, his understanding of what they're trying to do to him and those kind of things. Very, very impressive.
And obviously this defense isn't just Parsons, but he's a huge piece to it. And you mentioned, Carr mentioned right there, comparing him to a guy like Vaughn Miller, mighty impressive right
there.
That's
a cool comp. I've actually never heard that, but I see it 100%. And Mike called him the straw that stirs the drink for the Dallas Cowboys defense. And he's completely correct. With Micah Parsons, Like, the Cowboys already gave CeeDee Lamb a gigantic contract. Once again, as we mentioned in the first segment, a top three receiver in the NFL. They gave Dak Prescott $60 million per year, which, I mean,
good
look,
for you.
Yeah, look, and once again, and Dak is a good regular season quarterback, but can he get it done in the postseason? That's yet to be determined. But as far as regular season success, as I mentioned, Mike McCarthy and this Dallas Cowboys squad, three straight 12-win seasons. That's not nothing, right? The next guy to get paid is going to be Micah Parsons. And so when you have that much money tied into, like, three players, it kind of makes team building a little bit more difficult. But at the same time, and I don't necessarily think Dak is a top three quarterback, but when you have a top three pass rusher in Micah Parsons and a top three wide receiver in CeeDee Lamb, like, the markets for good edge rushers and good wide receivers is kind of through the roof right now. You want to keep those guys on your team. You want to pay them. You got to do it. So, you know, with Micah, he's going to be the next guy that Jerry's going to open the checkbook for, and he's going to have to pay him. But because basically what he's done since he's been drafted out of Penn State, as Derek Carr mentioned, he's been one of the best players in the NFL.
Yeah, unfortunately for the Cowboys, the results of them drafting so well is you end up having to pay these guys.
Exactly, and they have drafted well.
Right.
And so Micah Parsons was a first-round pick. CeeDee Lamb was a first-round pick, and both guys have lived up to that billing. Micah is going to get paid, and it's going to be tough for Jerry to do so because at that point, like, how do you dish out the rest of your money because you have so much of your cap tied into those three players? But that's your core. That's the core of your team. So,
yeah, looking at the Dallas Cowboys overall, I guess considered one of the favorites in the NFC, but yep. It seems like a step down from what folks were at least thinking of when you throw the top team, obviously a San Francisco 49ers, who, man, they're dealing with some problems of their own right now.
Yeah, but they still looked really impressive against the Jets in week one.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Jets had, like, a
bunch
of hype.
And they had a good D, right.
Entering the season, too. Yeah, a good defense, and Jordan Mason kind of ran all over them. That was interesting. as far as the NFC goes, the NFC East is, you know, it's about as separate as you can get, right? Where you have Dallas and Philly.
Right.
Which are the two teams that are going to be competing for not just playoff spots, but trying to get to the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl, right? And then on the opposite side, you have Washington and New York, who are kind of battling it out in the toilet bowl today. So, the Giants are one of the worst teams in football. They're going to be battling for a top spot. I was pretty impressed with Jaden Daniels in his week one performance against Tampa Bay. I know that they got killed. It was, 41-17 or something like that. 20-37? Oh, wow. It's actually a little bit better than I expected. But as far as, you know, that week one performance from Jaden, he looked poised against a pretty tough Buccaneers defense.
Had plenty of those rushing yards.
Yeah, going against Todd Bowles as a DC in your first game in the NFL, it's got to be pretty tough, right? But Jaden was pretty impressive. At the same time, there's that gap, right? That's my entire point of going on this little spiel. There's a pretty big ocean-sized gap between Philly and Dallas, and then in the bottom half of the NFC East with Washington and New York.
Going to be interesting, obviously, too, today to see what's going to make of this Saints run game that had some success in the opening game, because I think this is one of those games where you need your best players to be your best players, and a heavy dose of Alvin Kamara would be really nice against this Dallas Cowboys team to keep, you know, that pressure from coming on Derek Carr and that, you know, the pass rush coming from the Dallas Cowboys. And will they be able to open up those rushing lanes? Because that's the one good thing, at least being on top of the dome in the press box. It was pretty impressive to see what the O-line was able to accomplish for the Saints against the Panthers in week one, because you saw the lanes, you saw those openings. And can that continue into week two against a much stiffer test? We keep talking about the Dallas Cowboys front, but the O-line for the Saints, they definitely deserved a lot of credit in that opener. Can they continue to have that success? We know that, you know, Fuaga dealing with the back issue is a main concern. If he can't go and you need to put, say, like a Landon Young over at left tackle, how much help are you going to have to give Young? And then does that take away from what you're giving Trevor Penning for help?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, as we've mentioned with DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons, they combined for 3 sacks against 3 of the 6 sacks against Cleveland, and quarterback hits. Micah had 1 sack, but he had 5 quarterback hits. DeMarcus Lawrence had 2 sacks and 4 quarterback hits. As far as the Saints, 37 rushing attempts against Carolina. The volume has to be there, Steve.
Yeah.
The volume has to be there because, you know, 4.9 yards per carry, if you keep running it down their throat, there's nothing they can do. Like, you neutralize that threat from Lawrence, Parsons, that Cowboys pass rush, if you can effectively run the football. And while the Browns were effectively able to run the football, they didn't have, you know, the volume, right? They had 19 carries. The Saints had 37 in their week one game. If the Saints get anywhere near that, right, like 35-plus carries in this game, it means the offense is running efficiently. And then they have a shot to pull off this upset. You don't want Derek Carr throwing the ball 45 times in this game. That is not anywhere close to what you want. You would be more confident in the Saints' ability to pull off this upset if they were closer to 40 rushing attempts. Then you're feeling good because that means that you're moving the ball downfield, you're controlling the clock, you're keeping the Cowboys' offense off the field, you're keeping your defense rested, and you're putting up points. Like, you're getting like these long extended drives, you're getting down into the red zone, kicking field goals or scoring touchdowns. So if the Saints can get those rushing numbers, and I'm looking like yards are one thing, average is another, but just get those attempts up. You know what I mean? Because if you can average close to 5 yards per carry, which they did in week one and which Dallas gave up in week one, I mean, their offense should be running pretty smoothly, Steve.
Guy that's seen this defense up close and personal a whole bunch, the voice of the Cowboys, Brad Sham, dropped by the fans in the pro on Friday talking to Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas. Here's what Brad Sham, voice of the Cowboys, had to say about this Dallas defense.
Well, I hope it's for real. But, you know, they've played one game under right. a new system that is drastically different. What Dan Quinn did here the last 3 years was really important because when they came in 2020, Dan and that defensive staff were not here. And they had statistically, I believe I'm right in this, they had statistically the worst defensive year they'd had in the history of the franchise in 2020. Now, I understand COVID, no training camp, but you don't have to be the worst you've ever been. But they were. So he changed the entire staff and hired Dan. And what Dan did in terms of bringing in personnel, literally changing the entire defensive culture, was critical to them being able to win 12 games 3 years in a row. And Dan likes kind of different players than Mike Zimmer likes. And so last year's a great, I thought the last 2 years, they were not their strongest in December, which you want to be. And last year, especially, they had an injury or two, and so they had safeties playing linebacker, which is kind of okay with Dan because he wants fast players and players who are built like Jayron Kearse, who had a couple of great years here. Mike's different. And so they're very fortunate to have a guy like Parsons who, as Deuce says, can play almost anywhere. And they'll show him everywhere. But it's night and day the linebackers from anything they've had in the last 3 years and the way they use them. And even without Deron Bland, I think their secondary is solid. Now, it'll get tested this week, but I think the secondary is solid. The linebackers are a plus. I think that, you know, the funny thing is, Deuce, they literally remade their defensive line in the last week and a half of camp when they brought in Jordan Phillips and Linval Joseph and Lawson, who's on the practice squad. I mean, those guys weren't there, and they had to have them. They just were not going to be good enough in the defensive line. Well, now they might be able to be competitive, and because the linebackers are have the skill sets that they do, it gives them a chance. I have just seen too many to get too excited after one game. I do love watching Parsons. I think DeMarcus Lawrence is so solid. He's a tremendous run player, could play for my team any day. I think that Oso Digizua is a vastly underrated tackle, and I think everybody who gets an opportunity to watch DeMarvion Overshown, who had never seen him in school, that he's a treat to watch. He is very fast and physical. So those are all good things. But Cleveland had one set of looks. You know, Deshaun Watson hadn't played much football in 2 years, and that's not what they're getting in Derek Carr. And so I think Cleveland was somewhat hampered, and Njoku went out early in the game, and the Saints show them something completely different. So, Deuce, when they have played, they're going to get Baltimore next week, and then I think the Giants. Yeah, when we get into that part of the calendar, then we can talk about whether their defense is for real, but that, based on one game, it was encouraging.
And now that's the voice of the Dallas Cowboys, Brad Sham, right there. And like Saints fans, I think like most of us, he's kind of in that motion going, all right, nice showing week one. Let's not overhype or get over like too high off of things right now. Let's see what they do. Obviously, loved the comparison when he was talking about Deshaun Watson not playing a ton of football
versus
a guy like Derek Carr, who's been there, done that right now, and is, I guess you would say, you're more comfortable with him running your team offense than a Deshaun right now.
And we'll hear Brad talk about the offense later on as well, where he talks about Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb and the offensive weapons, the rushing attack as well. He's not really counting the chickens before they hatch, so to speak, with this Cowboys defense. Mike Zimmer, good point. We haven't even brought it up yet.
Yeah.
First year DC, now that Dan Quinn was hired on as the head coach of the Washington Commanders.
Remember him from his days with the Vikings.
The Saints are very familiar with Mike Zimmer. Now, it was Sean Payton that was mostly familiar with him, but we'll see what happens with Clint Kubiak. There's some similarities there, or familiarity there as well. So, but as far as what you saw week one against Cleveland, it was a dominant performance on the road against a good Browns team. The Saints have their hands full with this Cowboys defense. As, you know, Brad talked about, they have good players at every level, especially up front with the pass rush.
Right.
But that Trevon Diggs is a corner that they paid, a guy that, you know, is a couple years removed from, an 8-interception season. If I'm correct there, it might have even been more than that. I'll have to look that up. They have good players at each level. And so this is a team, there's a reason why they're one of the top teams in the NFC expected to be competing for not just a playoff spot, but looking to try and get to the Final Four of the NFC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.